God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
But let's stick with the scriptures teaching. He says that this day shall not come unless there's a falling away, and then he connects it with something equally tremendous. The man of sin be revealed. Now again, elementary eschatology says that the man of sin being revealed is the physical representation of what we call the Antichrist. Because our eschatological position requires an Antichrist, it's a bit skewed away from Scripture, because the initial presentation of quote-unquote Antichrist is pseudo-Christ or false Christ. That's what comes when the seals are open and these riders come out, and one of the riders of Revelation is on a white horse, one of the riders of Revelation is on a red horse, one's on a pale horse. You see, and the one on the white horse has a bow. He doesn't have a sword. So it's not Christ. But he's on a white horse, which means he's like Christ. Now, this is the part where we need to understand. He said, when the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition or the son of ungodliness, he is going to bring with him all of the final ingredients to push the return of Christ. But he can't come physically until we're gone. So the text seems to be a bit convoluted. He can't come physically till we are gone, but the falling away can't take place until he comes. But he can't come till we're gone. But he can come to promote the falling away. This is where you must understand Bible. For there are times when the Bible uses the personal pronoun, but it's speaking of the essence. In other words, the spirit of Antichrist will be prominent in the world to promote the falling away that results in us being taken away. Are you with me? Now go to Daniel chapter 7. Go to Daniel chapter 7. Because we're going to tie some evidence together, okay, Columbo? We're going to tie some evidence together. We're going to have a preponderance of the evidence leading to without a reasonable doubt. Then that's when we can convict, once we get it to beyond a reasonable doubt. And for us forensic people, beyond a reasonable doubt means 95% certain. We don't deal with, a preponderance is 51%. You could be wrong. But beyond a reasonable doubt, 95%. They don't always turn out like 12 angry men. Now watch this. Daniel's writing, and Daniel says in chapter 7, verse 24, 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. I'm not going to go into the eschatological thing. I did that already. Get the CD. All right? He's just talking about the 10 nations that make up the European common market, that when the head comes in, he's going to declare war against 3 of those nations. He's going to kick out 3 and put 3 more. There's always going to be 10, but God won't let them completely connect, because the Bible says when they finally connect, there's going to be this big boulder that comes out of a mountain and crushes all of them, because the Lord will not let Europe ever again be one. And you have to understand the prophetic development here. We can't do it now, all right? That's just enough to whet your appetite and take classes. Amen. God will not let them ever again become one. And there is a Christological reason for that. Now, go on. He says, and he, now watch what he does. He shall speak with great words against the Most High. He is casting us this vision that he's talking about, the Antichrist. He is speaking against the Most High and shall wear out the saints. See? Now, the question that comes to mind is, where are these saints during this time? If the saints are gone, because the church is the only one that can be called saints. You can't be a saint in the Old Testament. There is no Saint Abraham, Saint David, you know, only in Catholicism. But there is no Saint David. The only saints were Saint Paul, Saint Peter. Why? Because that title was given to those who were born again, partakers of the saintly nature. The letters of the New Testament are written to the saints. But yet Daniel says that he will wear out the saints of the Most High God. How? By changing the times, the laws, and the times shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of a time. 3.5 years. 3.5 years is when he is going to completely dominate the economic culture and the governmental culture of the world. But the wearing out of the saints, because we've concluded that when the Bible speaks of characters sometimes, people, he also speaks of their influence. Their influence can be so great that they can influence you before they come. Let me give you an example. I'm calling the ministers together to meet, and the meeting time is 10 o'clock. I'm not here yet, so they gather at 9:30. They talk, they joke, they fellowship. But at 9:55, they begin to sit down in their chairs, grab their Bibles, and prepare for me to come in. I have not yet reached the meeting, but I influence them by the warning that Pastor just drove up. All right, we better start getting it together, because when he comes in, we know he's going to go right to the agenda. You follow me? Antichrist will fully realize his ability when we're gone, but his influence is being felt now. He's wearing you out. He's wearing you out. How? By changing the times. By causing the economy to go to 7 days a week, he's wearing you out. You can't even rest the way you used to, because all stores are open 7 days a week. The economy moves at 7 days a week. Banks are open 7 days a week. Supermarkets, everything. What's he doing? Changing the times. You can't pray the way you used to. You can't do what you used to do. Can't say Jesus the way you used to. Can't say sin is sin for fear of being arrested for a hate crime. All the times are changing. And what are they doing? Wearing out the saints. Wearing you out. You are tired. Come up here and look at yourselves. You're tired. You're tired. You've been running for Jesus a long time, and you are tired now. This is why there is a growing desire to go home. I can't wait till Jesus comes to get me. Listen to me carefully. The devil don't care if you go home. He wants all of us to be raptured. You ain't hurting the devil by going to heaven. But you are hurting him by living holy here. He don't care if you go to heaven. He's probably said, come get them all right now, because then I'll be able to do what I want to do. I can't do what I want to do while your Holy Ghost-filled people are there. They walk into rooms and bind up my power. They lay hands on the sick, and the sick recover. They praise God, and God shows up. I want them people out of here. And here you just, I want to go home and be with the Lord. I just want to go home and be with the Lord. Why? You can't do anything up in heaven. They don't need no ministry up in heaven. You a prophet? Prophesy down here. Because when we get to heaven, ain't nobody listening to you. We got Jesus. You got the gift of healing? Work it out down here. Because when you get to heaven, ain't nobody sick. That gift of healing ain't never healed nobody. Then you wonder why God put you around sick people. God, why you got me around all these sick people? Because you got to get the healing. What are you going to do, put you around everybody that's well? Then give the gift back and give it to somebody who don't mind being around sick people. The Bible says the gifts of God are without repentance, means he won't take it back. You do the math. He won't take it back. And so he says here that there is this move, if you will, to discourage you. Listen to me carefully. I got to use some colloquial speech. Through the dumbest of things, getting upset when somebody doesn't acknowledge you in church, getting upset when they take your room in the church. Well, I had that room reserved. Well, somebody else is in it. Well, I don't understand. Why y'all in here? That's just a trick of the devil. What you need to learn how to do is just go to another room. If you believe in the sovereignty of God, you recognize nothing happens without his control and authority. Nothing can happen to you that God does not allow. And if he allows it, according to Jeremiah 29, it's to give you hope. It's to strengthen you. It's to make you better. So go on ahead and go through the darn thing and let God work on you the way he wants to. Get your joy back. Have a personal party. Grow up in your salvation and give the devil fits because you've learned how to praise God during moments of despair. But instead, we rather whine and cry and moan. You got to understand the devil is targeting you. He's targeting you. And you better learn how to function in adversity. We are now in the days when you need to have a praise during difficult times. The days are gone for you to have good days and praise God. You got to learn how to praise God during negative times, during difficult times. You got to learn how to say, God, I'm giving it to you when you've used up all of your resources.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.